Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this edition of Motown Memories, we'll be spending the entire hour with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. While no other performer is perhaps as synonymous with Motown as Smokey Robinson, it was Robinson who urged his friend Berry Gordy Jr. to form the label during the late 1950s. It was Robinson who also gave the company its first million seller, Shop Around.
And she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can. My mama told me, you better shop around.
MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. Motown songs for another. You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Well, that was A Love She Can Count On. That reached number 8 from 1963. And before that, a 1962 song, I'll Try Something New, that reached number 39. And we start out with the first million seller on the Motown label, Shop Around, a number 2 song from 1960. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And this entire hour, we're featuring the music of Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Well, the Miracles were the Chimes and the Matadors before they participated in the birth of Motown in 1959. In the I Like Ike era of innocence during the Eisenhower administration, Detroit was pumping and jumping. Car plants were spitting out boat-sized fancy fin versions of great cars, and optimism was in the air. Working-class children grew into determined teens, dead set on grabbing a chunk of the American dream. And Smokey Robinson was on the forefront of all that, participating in the birth of Motown with Berry Gordy Jr. Let's continue now with a great song, Mickey's Monkey, right here on Motown Memories.
All right, is everybody ready?
Yeah!
All right, now here we go. I want to... Thank you.
Tom with your requests. And Motown Memories. MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Although I might be the last
Well, that was the sweet song of Smokey Robinson with the Tracks of My Tears. That reached number 16 from 1965. And before that, the previous year brought us I Like It Like That, and that reached number 27 from 64. And we started with that infectious song, Mickey's Monkey, number 8 from 1963. You're listening to Motown Memories, and this is Tom Fallon featuring the music of Smokey Robinson and the Miracles this entire hour. Well, Smokey Robinson's uncle had nicknamed him Smokey Joe, connotating his dark skin, so that the light-skinned blue-eyed boys around him would never forget that he's black. Well, Smokey was the chief architect of all his music, and it was helpful to understand his elaborate music constructions required a look at how he arrived at where he was. Well, his mother died at age 43, and Smokey was only 10 at that time, and he became the legal ward of his sister, Jerry. Well, a jazz fanatic, Jerry adored Sarah Vaughan, perhaps the most technically gifted American singer ever. Well, Jerry played Sarah Vaughan day and night. Well, let's continue now with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Going to a Go-Go, right here on Motown Memories.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
Life stands still the minute he goes. You
you count the hours, just hoping he shows.
From the 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Well, that was The Love I Saw in You Was Just a Mirage, and that reached number 20 from 1967. And that song was the first song that Smokey Robinson received star billing, so the group was now officially known as Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Well, before that, we heard Come Around Here, I'm the One You Need, a number 17 song from 1966, and we started with Going to a Go-Go, number 14 from 65. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature the music of Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Well, Smokey recalled that long before I heard rock and roll, Sarah Vaughan was part of my household. Man, I worshipped her sound. I emulated her lush licks and tasty tunes. Her range thrilled me. I loved the way she cried with her voice. She was awesome. While Smokey Robinson was greatly influenced, and you continue to hear that influence during the next half hour on Motown Memories.